What's up, Foundation, Cornerstone family, church family, Atlanta, Texas, Cass County, Texas, United States of America, and across the world, because I know that there are millions of people who aren't listening to this. So, let's get down to it. I'm going to bring you, this is episode number 3 of Unpopular Opinion. This is where I bring you an opinion that I have based off of the knowledge that I have and the scripture on how something spiritual affects a Christian or something worldly affects a Christian. It can pertain to a whole bunch of topics, but today I want to talk a little bit about something that's near and dear to my heart because it's important for my heart: physical fitness. That's right. We're going to talk a little bit about physical fitness. And, you know, I will open up with saying that, you know, 1 Timothy 4:8, it says, "For while physical training is of some value, godliness is of a value for everyone in every way, as it holds a promise for present life and also for the life to come." So I am in no way trying to value physical fitness over anything else, but I'm here to give you an unpopular opinion. This is going to be a pretty unpopular opinion when it comes to, a Southern churches down here in the Bible Belt, because Lord knows we like to eat. But if you know me at all, you know that I actually do really enjoy physical training. And right now, during the midst of all this coronavirus, COVID-19 garbage that's going around, that it's significantly more difficult for me to be able to stay in shape the way that I like to. Our gym is currently closed down, so I do a little bit of working out in my house, or I'll go for a run, which I don't like running, but I have to. I think it's good for you, so I do it anyway. But I wanted to talk to you a little bit about physical fitness. Do you think that God puts any, pardon the pun, but weight on the evaluation of your physical fitness? Does he care if you're in shape? Does he care if you're a slob? Does he care if you don't take care of your body? We know that he cares if you're putting things into your body that are harming you. But does the Lord care if you can go out and run a marathon? I hope not, because I cannot run a marathon. And those of that you can, that's a useless talent. Do something better with your life. I'm kidding. I applaud you, because I cannot run a marathon. The most I've ever run is a 10K. I'm pretty decent at 5Ks, and the 2 mile is my sweet spot. Last time I ran a 2 mile, was just over like 13 and a half minutes. And that's about as good as it's going to get, because I just don't care for running a whole lot. But I'm not saying here that does God care if you can run a marathon, or care if you're a power lifter, or, you know, care if you can compete in the CrossFit games? Does God care if you take care of your physical body? And you know what? I feel like he does. For one, just within myself, there was a point in my time where I was really big into physical fitness. I was really lean. I was really in really good shape. And like most men, I got married, and that took up way more time than me going to the gym, and I kind of let it go. And then I got up to 245, 250 pounds. And some of you guys may remember me back then, but I often say it looked like me that had eaten me now, and I was really unhealthy, you know. I know what it was. I would sit down and watch a movie and eat a family-sized bag of Doritos by myself and drink a 2 liter of Mountain Dew by myself. Like, I know what was causing it. I was lazy and I was eating terribly. But there was something that, when I started getting back into a good physical condition, that I felt like God was dealing with me on. You see, because it says that you're supposed to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. Strength, it's not talking about your willpower. It's talking about your physicalness. You're supposed to love God with the physicality in which you're capable of. I know not everybody's capable of it. I mean, some people may listen to this and, you know, you may be a little bit up there in age and you just can't move around. Like, I'm not saying that God doesn't take that sort of thing into consideration, knowing that you've done in the past. I feel like, though, if you're just going to sit around and eating Cheeto Puffs all day and not taking care of yourself, then what does the scripture say about that? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, it says, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, for whom you have from God?" So God gave us the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of us. You know, as a kid, we're always taught that Jesus comes and lives in our heart. But I think that can be a little bit confusing, because it's the Holy Spirit that literally does come to live and dwell within inside of us. And I'm not talking about the baptism in the Holy Spirit where you go out and speak in tongues. I'm talking about just the initial, the infilling of the Holy Spirit whenever you get saved. The Holy Spirit comes to live and dwell within you because Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. And we teach our kids this, and I think it can be a little bit confusing because I still, you know, you'll still hear kids like, "Jesus is in my heart." Yes. And I do think I've said it before in a previous podcast. Sometimes you do have to break it down to the most basic level so that the simplest of minds can understand it. But I think it's important that they know who the Holy Spirit is also, because I didn't know who the Holy Spirit was growing up. I knew God. I knew Jesus. But I didn't know who the Holy Spirit was. And I had to learn that the hard way. And I think we should go about teaching our kids about the Holy Spirit. The scripture says that the Holy Spirit that's from God comes and lives inside of you. You are not your own. You were bought with a price. So you get saved. Jesus sends the Holy Spirit, comes to live and dwell with inside of you. Jesus paid that price with his life. And so the scripture says, so glorify God in your body. How can you glorify God with your body? One, you can keep it in good working condition. Don't treat your body like garbage. Not even just food's sake. Man, don't be pumping yourself full of stuff that you don't need, whether it's illegal substances, whether it's nicotine, whether it's alcohol. Like, those things have true negative effects on the body, and it's your job as a believer to take care of what God has given you. Now, I've talked to many, many people. I've been in fitness for quite a long time. And I often use the example of my brother. And Cody, if you're listening, I love you. So my brother is 6'2", 6'3". He's taller than me. He is broader than me. And I don't think there is any way that if we both, I don't think there's any way that that me and him can have the same physical fitness goals. We just can't, because genetically we're two different people. Even though we came from literally the same mom and dad, we are still genetically two different people. And so for him to look at me and think, "Well, I want to be, 200 pounds." My brother is not 200 pounds, but I mean, he could get there if he wanted, but is that where his body would naturally be? Right? I don't think you should ever go and base your physical fitness goals based off of somebody else's beauty standards. That's different. Fitness standards and beauty standards are two completely different things. Don't base your health off of somebody else's beauty standards. Base it off of what God is leading you and calling you to do. I work a physical job, so I need to be physically strong in order to work this job for God. And I do think that you should take care of yourself. I think that it's important that everything that you do should be to glorify God. Now, I don't think you have to be a bodybuilder or a power lifter to do that. But you should take consideration. 1 Corinthians, and I'll be reading quite a bit from 1 Corinthians because this is a set of scriptures that really, really talks about the temple. It goes on to say that if anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy them. For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. Take care of what God's... It says that God will destroy you for destroying God's temple. Right. And this, I think, boils back to, if you smoke your entire life and you've been destroying your lungs and then you develop lung cancer and you start praying, "God, please heal me of this," God absolutely can, but it is a place where you've brought yourself into the physical world and you have decided that you wanted to treat your body this way. And so God let it destroy itself. Now, can God heal you? Yes, I've seen it happen. But I believe more often than not that you're going to have to deal with the choices and the decisions that you've made in this life, because God said that you shouldn't destroy his temple, that it's holy, and you are that temple. So you are supposed to be holy. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 31. So whether you eat, whatever you eat or whatever you drink or whatever you do, you should do all of that to the glory of God. Not telling you can't enjoy your cheesy puffs. I occasionally like cheesy puffs. I like ice cream. I like pizza. But at the same time, I have to understand the importance of not engorging myself. You see, because if you're just eating to keep eating, that right there, that's lust and greed. Like, you just want to have more. You just have to have more. There's more to it than that. God has called you to be the temple. And this does pertain a lot to some stuff that, like, I would like to get into on another episode, but things that people in the church argue and complain about. And so we know that there's no health benefits to smoking a cigarette. It will destroy you over time. And I'm not condemning you for smoking a cigarette. I'm saying that God has called you to be better than this. I believe that everything that I do, I want to do for the glory of the Lord. And I want people to look and see what Joseph does, what I'm doing, and think, well, if he can do it, then I can do it. And it's purely because I'm doing it for the Lord, through the Lord. He gives me that strength. It's not that I'm having to rely on anything that I do. See, the scripture says, don't you know that you're the temple and the Holy Spirit dwells within you? Don't make the Holy Spirit live in filth. Don't make it live in garbage. God loves you, and he wants to show you that there's a better way to be. I can 100% tell you that I don't think that Jesus would be sitting on the couch eating Cool Ranch Doritos, you know, watching the football game and chugging on a 2-liter, right? Not that I don't think Jesus might enjoy a Dorito or a glass of Mountain Dew, but know that there are limitations in what you take in. Take care of yourself. You know, here's a little bit of, and like I said, I've been talking scripture, and sometimes I want to talk physical. Guys, there are no cures. Like, there's no instant remedy for getting in shape and losing weight and getting healthy. Let me tell you, break it down in the most simple way possible. There's no special diet that you can take. You can't go keto and just think that you're going to lose a bunch of weight. You can't just do the paleo diet or the Atkins or whatever in the world that you want to try and expect it to work if you're not applying it across the board. So when it comes to staying in shape, here's a couple of things. One, losing weight is all about math. Very, very simple math. It's addition and subtraction. It's your total number of calories in minus your calories out. Now, there are some minute details within that, like macronutrients and micronutrients that you can balance and change. But in general, if you take in less calories in a day than you burn throughout a day, then you are going to lose weight. There's a saying in the fitness industry that abs are made in the kitchen. I can sit there and do sit-ups all day, crunches all day. I can do leg lifts all day. And you're never going to see any definition if there's still something, a layer of fat over the top of it. So you have to be able to lose that. Here's another key point. You can't just lose fat in one part of your body. Unless you go and have some sort of surgery, which I highly, highly advise against, be natural with all of this. You don't need to take dietary supplements to lose weight. You don't have to take fat burners. All you have to do is eat healthy. Get out there and do a little bit of exercise. Everybody can exercise in one way or the other. I'm not saying that you have to get out there and run 2 miles. I'm not saying you have to get underneath the bench press and throw up 300 pounds. All I'm saying is get out there and treat your body right. So calories in versus calories out. You can't lose body fat in just one spot of your body. And start off small. Don't rush into it. The most important diet is the one that you're willing to keep. Guys, I know we started off on a spiritual and we kind of gone off a little bit of physical. And if you have any questions about any of this, whether it's the spiritual side of it or even the physical, because I do love physical fitness, man, I'm more than willing to reach out and help you guys. Just, you know, hit me up. You've got my social media. Most of you probably have my cell phone number. I love you guys. God bless. Be safe out there. Take care of yourself. You're the temple. You're supposed to be holy. God has called you to be holy. See you next time.